I'm Rob Matheson in Doha. The top story is on Al Jazeera. Taiwan's defense minister says Beijing will be capable of a full-scale invasion by 2025. Since Friday, a record number of Chinese military aircraft have flown inside an air defense buffer zone close to Taiwan while remaining within international airspace. Beijing sees the island as part of its territory. Rob McBride has more from Hong Kong.
The defense minister went on to say that, in fact, the relations now, the tensions with China are the worst they have been, he says, for 40 years. So I think Taiwan has been genuinely rattled by the scale of this incursion. China, as we know, for many months now, has been sending aircraft towards the island into the air defense identification zone. That's the airspace running up to the island of Taiwan. But it is the scale, the number of aircraft in the last 4 days that has Taiwan.
Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg is pushing back after a whistleblower's critical testimony to U.S. Congress. In a blog post, he said his company's research had been taken out of context. But former product manager Francis Huygen told lawmakers at Capitol Hill the social media giant is an urgent threat to its users and should be regulated. A total of more than 700,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19. The Washington National Cathedral has tolled its bell 700 times to mark the fatalities. The number of deaths this year has already surpassed those recorded in 2020. The U.S. Coast Guard says it was almost 12 hours before a damaged pipeline was investigated after oil seeped into waters off Southern California. The Coast Guard says it doesn't have enough evidence of the problem, and the darkness and a lack of technology didn't help. It's trying to find out if the damage was caused by a ship's anchor. More than 570,000 liters of oil has leaked into the ocean, and it's now washing up on beaches. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to three scientists for discoveries in climate and complex physical systems. The Nobel Committee says Socorro Manabe, Klaus Hasselmann and Giorgio Parisi revealed groundbreaking contributions to our understanding of complex physical systems. That includes making it easier to find patterns, and that helps to predict extreme weather.